At the beginning of this year, I set a goal to work out with my Peloton app at least once a week for 52 weeks. I had a shiny new Peloton tread that I hadn't been using as much as I would have liked, and I thought this would light a fire under me to move my body more and maybe even lose a bit of weight in the process. Fast forward 1 year, and I can hardly believe how quickly time flies and what a difference this has made in my overall mindset. I've cultivated a whole new level of confidence that I never expected. While on the surface, this might not seem like it has a whole lot to do with business, I found that our mindset in one area can generally translate to our mindset in another, and that was definitely the case here. So today, I'm dishing out my biggest takeaway from my 52-week Peloton streak and how you can use this very same mindset to accomplish more of your goals in life and business next year as you become future you. You're listening to One Simple Shift, and I'm your host, Amanda Joyce Weber, the mindset coach and business mentor that believes it is possible to have a beautiful, balanced life and a successful, thriving business. In fact, what if success wasn't as complicated as everyone was making it out to be? What if the magic formula you've been looking for has been you all along? Each week, I cut through the noise and bring you one simple, actionable mindset shift you can implement today to completely transform the way you show up daily and the results you see because of it. All success starts with the right mindset, and it's time that you create the life and business you've always dreamed of. Let's get started. Hello, hello, my simple shifters. I hope you're having an incredible week. I am, per usual, so excited about today's episode because I am sharing with you what mindset takeaway I have from my 52-week Peloton streak. Now, this is kind of a big deal, and I'm very proud of it. So we're going to dive into this. But the reason I want to share this is because I think that the mindset that I cultivated in accomplishing this goal is directly relatable and actually transferable to mindset and business as well, right? So one of the main things that I took away from this 52-week Peloton streak was a lot of confidence, honestly. And it really wasn't what I expected, is what I will say. I think I went into this challenge thinking, okay, I know I want to move my body more. I know that moving my body more will hopefully, you know, help me to lose a few pounds from the holiday season. And I knew that I really wanted to make use of my Peloton tread in the basement because I think we had gotten that during COVID, and then they had the whole drama PR fiasco with the tread. I think it was the Tread Plus. So we had it swapped out for the normal tread. So I had this like beautiful, shiny new tread that was literally just collecting dust because I hadn't been using it, right? So I knew that was also an intention, was to really use that more. And I just wanted to see, if I'm being perfectly honest, like what would come about sticking to a goal like this that seemed like a stretch, but not too much of a stretch, if that makes sense, right? So it wasn't like I was like, oh my gosh, I have to work out every single day for 52 weeks. No, this was a goal to work out at least once a week. It did end up being more than that the majority of the time. However, the goal was really simple. It was just to work out with the Peloton app at least once a week. So that included my tread, that included any other workouts I did, like their strength training. They have a Just Workout or like a Just Run button. I've used that before too. So it really wasn't only like Peloton class specific, but it was really this intention of like, okay, I am moving my body every week for 52 weeks. 52 weeks. I just had like a giant brain fart there where I was like, wait a second, is that what I meant to say? But yes, that is what I meant to say. That adds up to a year. So I really just, one, am so proud of myself First of all, full disclosure, I am recording this at week 49. My podcast editor is going on vacation and we are entering the holiday season. So I definitely wasn't going to wait till week 52 to record this, but wanted to share this with you now because I know that the mindset is very much the same. If I made it to week 49, I'm definitely going to make it to week 52. This is that same mindset shift of when clients come to me and they're like, okay, but it was only a $9,600 month. It wasn't a 10K month. And I'm like, yeah, but like the mindset is the same, you know that you did 9,600, you know, that's basically a 10K month. So you can mentally know that like that is possible for you, right? And same thing here, like week 49, I know it's going to happen. I know that this 52 week streak is real and it's going to happen. And we're just going to talk about it like it's real because that's how mindset works, right? Thoughts become things. So I think that when I started this, I didn't know necessarily what I would walk away with. I knew my intention behind it. I knew that it would be helpful in some way. I knew that sticking with something over the span of a year this consistently would definitely benefit me. I just didn't know exactly how, right? And I think the biggest thing that came about for me was that I really built up so much confidence in this process. And I'm going to explain more what it is that I mean by that, because I was actually really surprised that that was my biggest takeaway. I was sitting here reflecting, thinking through like what I really wanted to share with you and what was actually the thing that would be most impactful. And for me, I think it was this idea that so much confidence is built in self-trust, right? And when you can trust yourself to show up for your goals, that is when you accomplish your goals. And that was like this mind-blowing moment for me, right? Is just being able to trust myself on that level made this goal so much easier to accomplish. And it's the reason I can record this podcast episode for you now is because I just know what's going to happen. Like, I don't have to be like, oh my gosh, it's week 49. Like, what if I don't make it to 52? Like, heck no, that's not even a thing, right? You don't do something for 49 weeks straight and go, oh yeah, like that's probably enough. I'm probably good now, you know, like it's going to happen. But it was really such a journey in trusting myself. And what I mean by that is I had to be really, really intentional in the beginning of this goal, right? I knew that I had to show up for it. I knew that I couldn't forget about it, right? It wasn't an established habit yet. So it really had to be like that much more intentional. In the Peloton app, your week begins on Sunday. So it was really that, I think it begins on Sunday. Hold on, let's check. No, okay, I lied. So in the Peloton app, your week begins on Monday. And it's funny that I don't know that. I should probably know that at this point. But so in the Peloton app, your week begins on Monday. And in the beginning of this challenge for myself, I really felt like I had to get that Monday workout in or else it wouldn't happen, right? It was almost like this like, oh my gosh, I can't trust myself to remember to do it. So I have to do it right now first thing. Otherwise, I'm not going to do it and I'm not going to be able to hit the goal. And like, I need to do it, right? And now, if I do it on Sunday, I'm good, right? Like, I know that I can trust myself to show up. I know that I'm gonna get it done. And like, whether it happens on Monday or Wednesday or whatever, it doesn't actually matter. It's that self-trust that I have cultivated along the way to know, like, if it doesn't happen today, it's just gonna happen the next day and I can still accomplish the goal, right? And I actually think this is really important because it reminds me a lot of the beginning of my business when I was starting to gain more visibility on social media. I was starting to really pump out content more often and I was looking to get clients, right? When you run an online business, your content is how you show you're open for business. So I remember just having to like sit and batch that all. And oh my gosh, it was such a process, right? Because my mindset was fighting me every step of the way of like, is this actually going to work? What do I say? Is this a silly belief? Should I share this? Like, insert thing here. Like, I think that's why I am such a good coach, is because so much of this mental drama that kicks up for people, I have literally had myself, right? So it reminds me a lot of content in the very beginning of my business, because it was like, if I didn't have it batched in advance, I couldn't trust myself to show up and actually get the Instagram posts out and get the blog posts out each week and have the emails ready to go. It's like I had to have the system and the structure, and I relied on that system and structure because that was how I knew I could show up, right? So it was almost the thing that like allowed me to relax around it in the beginning, because I knew if I had it queued up and ready to go, I was good. It would be all set. It would go out. It would get scheduled. Like I was good to go there, right? Whereas later on in my business, obviously like so much self-trust was cultivated with time doing that and relying on that structure. But over time, I really didn't need the structure as much anymore, right? I knew that if I needed to write a post on the fly, I could. I knew that if I had an inspired idea, I would run with it. I knew that if I was writing up a social media post and it turned out to be longer, I could always turn that into a blog post. Like there's a lot more fluidity in my content creation process now. And I don't say that to say like one is better or worse, because I honestly think that there are trade-offs to both. But what I will say is that in the beginning of creating that habit, the structure was really helpful, right? And the same thing is true here. Like knowing that I ticked the box on Monday on my Peloton workout made it so that I could relax around it the rest of the week. So it made it so I knew my streak was consistent. And then any other workout that happened that week was the icing on the cake, right? But because I hadn't been in this like consistent pattern of working out, and like I was going, you know, weeks between workouts, and I had just come off the holiday season where I'm pretty sure I wasn't working out, right? Like all of those things, it really felt important for me to like have the structure there to be like, okay, on Monday I am doing this. And over time, that just led to a lot more ease because the self-trust was already built. So that's the other thing that I will say here is, if you are someone who is out of the habit of trusting yourself to show up for things, I think that it's really good to start with a structure. I think that the structure is actually what creates the freedom in so many ways, because when I thought of it that way, it felt so much more like I could relax around the goal and actually like enjoy the process of achieving it, rather than wondering like if I was actually going to be able to show up for it. So that's the first thing I will say is like, put a structure in place that helps you to achieve your goal, because your goal is going to be achieved in you showing up over time, right? And I feel like this comes up towards the end of the year every year, but this is really how that compound effect works, right? And I'll link the podcast episode where I talk about that, because I can never for the life of me remember what number that is. But if you just search One Simple Shift, like compound effect, it should come up. And that's really how you achieve long-term results in your business, is you create the habits, you create the structure, you create the actions that you're showing up for on a regular basis. And that's ultimately what helps you to create your goals, or to achieve your goals rather, right? So I think that's just such a big takeaway. And it's so true in business too. And it's so true when it comes to content. It's so true when it comes to your next monetary milestone, right? I think a lot of people have a hard time understanding, like, how do I grow this business? And the truth is, a lot of it is like landing one client and then landing the next client and then the next one, right? And all of the actions you're taking to do that are compounding. And those results come so much easier over time, right? So just knowing what it is that you're showing up for is so helpful there. The other thing that I will offer here is that a lot of this confidence that I'm talking about, and a lot of the self-trust that is really the root of that confidence, comes in finding a middle ground. Now, this is one thing that I think we really, really struggle with as humans, right? A lot of the times our brains want to go all the way from like one side to the other. So what I mean by that is, this will happen, like I'll have clients come to me and they're like, okay, well, like I can't get the post out on social media because I'm sick and XYZ thing. And so I'm just not doing my marketing now. And now I feel bad about that and like insert thing here, right? And a lot of the times we'll talk about like, well, is there a middle ground? Like, is there something between not showing up at all and having this like completely new, beautifully written, like totally designed, like amazing freaking social media post that you would do if you were actually feeling well? And like, is there an in-between there? And what I find is that most of the time there is, right? Like there is an in-between between not showing up at all and going all in and like having it be the most amazing thing ever, right? And yet what I find is we're really bad at finding what that middle ground is without that outside perspective. And again, that's why support is so freaking valuable, is because you can actually talk this through. You can actually have that conversation. And when you do, you can find that middle ground and you can still show up for your goals in the process. So how this showed up with this specific 52-week streak goal was actually when, unfortunately, my grandmother passed away earlier this year. And it was one of those things that happened rather suddenly. We hadn't really expected it. And I knew I wanted to be there for the funeral. And like, you know how these things go. Life gets busy, things happen. And I found myself laying in bed at the hotel in Florida with my husband. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't do my workout this week, right? And it was one of those moments where I was like, oh, like it's 9 o'clock at night. Like I'm not going to find the hotel gym right now. Like that is not the thing. And I was like, okay, like what is it that I can do where I can still show up for my goal, but I'm also like listening to and honoring my body? Because the goal here was never to completely disregard like my body and what it needs for the sake of hitting this 52-week streak, right? Like that kind of goes against everything that this was about, which was like being able to show up more for my body and being able to really, you know, feel better in my body and being able to move my body and all of those things, right? So at that point, I was like, okay, well, what can I do? And I knew that Peloton had a whole bunch of meditation apps. So I was like, okay, well, I am just going to like do one of these sleep meditations right now, right? They still count that towards my streak, right? So if they're counting it, that's good enough for me, right? And that was like one of those moments where I felt so good about myself for finding the middle ground there, because I would have been so easy not to. It would have been so easy to be like, okay, well, I think this happened in February. So I was probably like, what, 8 weeks in, maybe 9 weeks in, probably not even to double digits then yet. And it would have been so easy for me to just be like, well, I'm not doing it, right? Like I'll start over. It's only 9 weeks. Like I'll do another 52 weeks or whatever. And I think I was just so proud of myself for finding that middle ground there and being able to be like, okay, I can still show up for the goal. I can still show up for myself. I can, like, Peloton still counts it. It still counts towards my streak. And to me, that was really, really impactful. So that's one of the only times I can remember where I really kind of felt like, oh, I kind of phoned it in here, but obviously for very, very valid reasons. And I think that that's just so helpful to remember too, right? Because sometimes showing up for your goal doesn't mean like you have to show up 10 out of 10 all the time, right? Like sometimes it means finding the middle ground, finding a way to still show up for what it is that you want and allowing that to be enough. And I think that was a really, really impactful takeaway for me there too. So the other thing I will say around this is like, I think a lot of times when we set goals like this, we really want them to be like this perfectly structured, robotic thing. I don't know how else to say it, right? But like, I think if I had, you know, not had as much experience with habits and, you know, taking consistent action towards goals and seeing how that builds up over time, it would have been really easy for me to be like, okay, so here's what's going to happen. Every Monday at 7 a.m., I'm going to wake up and I'm going to do a 30-minute tread ride. And like, that's a tread ride. Oh my gosh. tread workout. Bike ride, tread workout. There we go. But I'm going to do a 30-minute tread workout, and like that's what it's going to look like, right? And had I been that rigid, I 100% believe I would not have accomplished that, right? I just don't think it would have happened, right? I would have like woke up one Monday morning sick. I would have been like, well, now I can't accomplish the goal. Game over, moving on. And I think that the fluidity is actually what allowed me to stick with it. So having the goal in mind, but knowing that that could look how it looked was really helpful. And what I mean by that is it gave me so much permission to listen to my body. And it gave me so much permission and honestly cultivating this skill of being like, well, what do I need? What do I need today? What is going to feel good? What does my body want in terms of movement, right? And I really think that that is something that is like a skill that I would love to continue to cultivate, because just being able to ask myself that and then honor that, I think was really, really an important shift for me. And again, that looked different depending on what was going on in my life, what it was that my body wanted, what it was that I had available to me, right? Like I'm thinking of the girls' trip I took to Mexico, right? And I worked out with one of my best friends, right? We woke up early in the morning, we got coffee, we went and worked out, and we did a strength training workout. Like I'm not putting on a Peloton like class with noise and all of the things, right? Like, and also that would be really hard to do with another person, right? Like that's not the vibe. So we just did like a spreadsheet workout she had on her phone, and we did that together, and I hit the just workout button. And that was one of those moments where I was like, this is great. This is exactly what I needed, right? This is one of those times where like I get to be in the experience of working out with my best friend, lifting weights together, like supporting each other, talking about how like the hotel AC is definitely not to the level it should be, right? Like it was like a whole experience. And yet had I been like so rigid and being like, it has to work a certain way and it has to look a certain way, and you know, I've got to do this treadmill workout because of some arbitrary rule I created, right? Like that would take away and detract from the experience. And I'm just like, I just didn't want that, right? So there were some days where I did just hit the just workout button. There were other days where I worked out 5 days a week, right? And there were some times where I barely got that Sunday workout in, right? But I still did it. I still showed up for it. There were other times when I like did a running race, so I hit the just run button because I was already running a 5K, right? Like there are just so many different ways that this showed up for me to accomplish that goal. But I honestly think if I had been so rigid about how that had to look, it wouldn't have worked, right? Like I just wouldn't have stuck with it, right? Like that's the whole thing, right? And I think this is especially relevant when it comes to business too, because if you can listen to like what, I think this is where a lot of people get stuck. Let's talk about this. So I think that there is a difference between knowing that something feels good on a macro level and just having a micro instance or experience where it doesn't, versus almost like swimming upstream the majority of the time and feeling like you are trying to take action on a strategy that just doesn't feel good to you, right? And I think those are two very different things, right? So I think that this is where that fluidity and those options really are really, really helpful, right? Because it's like, okay, like if you know that you want clients and you want sales and you know that that is the end goal, you get to choose what strategies, what sales actions you're going to take that are going to get you to that end goal. And don't get me wrong, sometimes those have trade-offs, but that fluidity of like, I get to decide here, I think is really, really important, because otherwise you just don't want to stick with it long term to see those results, right? And I think that's true here too, which is like having the fluidity that I had was what allowed me to stick with it. Because at the end of the day, like I was still working toward the goal. I was still going to accomplish the goal. It's just how I'm taking action toward it that shifted slightly. But I mean, if you look at it, I was still taking consistent action towards it. And the same thing is true in business, right? So like, you know, whether you are working on your sales strategy to land more clients in the DMs and you're just getting better and better and better at that, but you have the occasional not so great day or someone who isn't really nice or whatever, that's still okay. You're still working toward your goal. But it, where we kind of get tripped up here sometimes is when we're like, okay, but like landing clients in the DMs doesn't feel good overall, and yet I'm still actioning on it and I'm still trying to do it anyway. Like that would be the equivalent of me trying to like do that Monday at whatever time tread workout, right? That would be me taking action on something that like just didn't necessarily feel good or work with my schedule. And it wouldn't necessarily be something I wanted to get better at because it just like wouldn't have felt good, right? I hope this is making sense, because I think there are times where we really just have to find like what actually feels good to us. And that's really what I'm trying to get at here, which is like there's a difference between something just like categorically not feeling good to you and something that you know that with a little time and effort and training and testing and tweaking can get to a place that will feel good. So I hope that makes sense. But the end goal there like doesn't change. Like your end goal in selling in the DMs would still be to land clients, right? Or your end goal in finding a way to sell that feels good to you is still to land clients, right? So I think that it's just so important to almost like cultivate that self-trust in yourself to like know the difference there and to find what feels good. So that was my main takeaway on that one. But again, all of this leads to so much more confidence, because if you have that self-awareness to know the difference, like between, okay, this doesn't feel good now, but I know I'm on that path, I know it's going to get better, versus like I'm swimming upstream, this is just never going to feel good. Then you can trust yourself to make decisions. And when you trust yourself to make decisions, you cultivate that confidence because you're like, okay, I can move here. I can trust myself. Like you are more in that like action mode rather in that self-doubt, wondering, like second guessing, not feeling good, like that mode, right? Like that is not the energy that builds more confidence, but action often does, right? So trusting yourself to show up and take action is a huge part of this here, right? And that's also true in business. The other thing that I will say is that really building that evidence for myself of being able to show up consistently built on itself. So having that counter of showing up for those Peloton workouts week after week after week and seeing like the number from a streak go up. So going from like, you know, a 10-week streak to a 20-week streak to a 25-week streak, like all of that, like having built that evidence for myself of like, I am someone who can trust myself to show up for this is really, really useful. And I really believe is what creates momentum. So that confidence of, I just know that this is something I'm gonna do is so useful, because when you have that, you have not only the self-trust in your future and where you're headed, but you also have all of that evidence that's backing you, right? All of that evidence that says, yes, you can, right? Yes, you can keep going toward your goal. Yes, you can show up for this. Yes, you can see better results because of it. Yes, you can have more confidence because look at how far you've come. Like you didn't, what is that quote? Like you didn't come this far to stop now. That's exactly what I think is so, so useful in showing up for your goals in this way, right? And I think a lot of times people don't give themselves enough credit for this in business. I think as high achieving women, we're really quick to move on to the next thing. and want to hit the next goal and almost to not give ourselves credit for all that we've accomplished on the way there. And that's why I'm so big on celebrating the wins, is because every time you celebrate those wins, you really build that past evidence for yourself that one, things are working, and two, you created that. It was your actions that led to those results. And you know, when you have all of that backing you, that good things are ahead, right? And that you truly can accomplish your goals, and you're someone who does accomplish their goals. So I think that's really important here too. And then the last point I want to talk about here, because I think this is getting a little bit on the long side for a workout podcast episode. But the other thing I will say here is, like, one of the things I took away from this is that done is done, right? Some days my workouts were longer, some days they were shorter, some days my heart was in it, other days it definitely was not. Like, I had the full spectrum of human emotions when it came to showing up for this goal. And I think that that's just really helpful to hear, because I think sometimes we almost want to, like, discount that on the way to our goal, where we're like, oh, but, like, it was only a 30-minute run. It wasn't a 45-minute one or whatever. Like, and it's like, done is done. If you showed up, if you took one step forward toward what it was that you were working toward, then, like, in my book, that 100% counts. And I think we all have to do a better job at giving ourselves credit for showing up and working toward our goals. So that is the other major, major takeaway here that I just think is so incredibly helpful. So I hope this was helpful to you in setting your goal, whether it be for your own Peloton streak, whether it's a workout goal that you're looking to work towards, or whether it's a business goal that you're going to continue to work towards, right? I really think that this mindset of, like, confidence is built in self-trust, and that self-trust is built in how you show up for your actions day after day after day. I really think that, like, that is the biggest takeaway here. When you can trust yourself to show up for your goals, like, there is no stopping you. And that is true in business, that is true in life. And I just hope that's what you take away from this episode. So if you are looking for even more mindset work as to how you can start really taking the actions that are going to help you to build up to the big goals that you have in business, I highly recommend my simplified mindset practice. If you have not grabbed that yet, I will drop that in the show notes in the little caption of this episode, so you can head over there and grab that. But one of the things that that worksheet asks you to do is it asks you the big goal you're working toward right now, and it asks you your best next step, right? So your big goal might be to hit your first 10K month, but your best next step is probably going to be to land your next client. So that's really what we want to look at, right? Like, what action can you take today that is going to help you to land your next client? And that is ultimately what builds up to actually accomplishing that big income goal, right? So that simplified mindset practice is super useful if you're someone who's really struggling to almost, like, break down the bigger goals into the actions that are going to help you to get there. And of course, I'm always available to hop on a Sincere Sales coaching call. I freaking love those calls. You know me. You know that I can't help myself. Like, I love these breakthrough moments. So if you are someone who has a big goal that you've set for next year, and you really are wondering, like, what your biggest mindset block is in taking that next step to accomplish that goal, then I would absolutely love to support you on one of my Sincere Sales coaching calls. We can talk about what it is that you're working toward, what your biggest mindset block is when it comes to making more sales, landing your next client, making more money, all that kind of good stuff. And then from there, you'll walk away with one actionable step you can take that is going to get you that much closer. So you can head over to amandajoyceweber.com/sincere sales, grab a time that works for you. Again, I freaking love those calls, and this is such a good time of year for you to take me up on it, right? Because it's really just going to be that strong mindset, foundation, and awareness that helps you to create the big results and accomplish the big goals you're after. So as always, if you love this episode, I would love for you to screenshot it, share it out on Instagram stories so more people who need this information can find it. And I love resharing those as well. So just love to see that you're listening. Love to see you sharing. And I hope you have an amazing week. Thanks for listening to One Simple Shift. Check out the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at amandajoyceweber.com/onesimpleshift. If you're loving this podcast, do me a favor and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. These reviews truly mean the world to me, helping me to reach more people and have more impact. And as a special thanks, we'll reach out to everyone that leaves a review and you'll receive my absolutely free life and business changing Future You meditation. This mindset exercise is the simplest, easiest way to tap into Future You today and start being that woman now. I only wish I had a visualization exercise like this when I first started my business, and now it's available to all of you. Simply screenshot your review and email it to me at amanda@amandajoyceweber.com to receive your free meditation. And remember, sometimes the only thing standing in the way of a more profitable business and a more fulfilling life is one simple shift.